Welcome to the weekly We Are LA Tech Remix episode.
I'm Alex Bloomberg, host of the podcast Startup, and you're listening to We Are LA Tech.
My name is Esprit Devora, born and raised LA, and I created We Are LA Tech in 2012 to unify the community. Podcast launched in 2014, continuing to help people find the best talent to connect with each other to form awesome relationships. So proud of this show. Enjoy.
This is Rachel McCrary, the CEO and co-founder of Gather Labs. Gather Labs is a same-day concierge diagnostic company based in Beverly Hills. We actually started Gather Labs out of our love for human connection and in-person events. A couple years ago, maybe about a year and a half ago, this started. We tested a couple of events because people just asked us to do it because we were working with biotech company and had access to test kits and medical providers. And we did it altruistically just so people could connect. And at this point, LA was about a couple months into a lockdown. So we did a couple of events so that people could gather safely. And there was visceral response. When people walked into the events and everyone was figuring out how to do it, they kind of had their like LA, you know, what, like, I'm super cool, like, vibe going on. And by the end, that barrier sort of came down. Everyone was at different comfort levels of sharing and being close, but multiple people were crying. I think the first event we did was 60 people, and I would say about 10 of them were crying and saying that they hadn't been touched by another human in 3 months, and they hadn't been hugged, or they hadn't had an in-person conversation because they were just on Zooms. And if you live alone and are single, then that means that you hadn't had much human connection. So that moved me and my team, and it just sort of grew into something bigger. And we got our CLIA license and medical staff and science staff, and one step at a time, built our own laboratory for testing. So what that means is that we can facilitate and run the diagnostics ourselves, as opposed to sending them out, which increases time and costs.
How do we know we could trust it? How is it reliable? Like, what are the things that you put in place so we know this is a resource we can feel confident in?
Yeah, so Gather Labs holds a CLIA license, which is a high level of laboratory processing for high complexity labs that handle biohazard and things like that, like a Quest Diagnostics or other small private labs. So we have, medical directors and chief science officers that work there and work with the state to make sure that everything is in compliance. So all of the machines are validated and all the instruments and tools that we use are, FDA approved. And we look at them extensively. Like, we don't just sort of throw tests around, which we see a lot of other event testers doing. We're really knowledgeable about the products and services that we offer, where they start on the food chain, who those companies are. We typically, they're smaller companies, know the CEOs well, have read all of the clinical trials and materials, sometimes assisted them with documentation. And then if they're larger companies, they're pretty reputable, but we still read the clinical trials ourselves. One of the problems is that larger test kit suppliers, they don't work with like smaller companies, and they just sell everything to like these big companies. And then you try to get the products, and then they say, well, you're like not big enough. And it's just, but then if you place a really big order, they say that they're afraid that you're going to resell the products. So it's just like, you can't really win. So everyone wants you to have like a certain, and I see this a lot in like other industries, just like larger companies should be mindful to support small businesses and minority-owned businesses and things of that nature that are trying to do things the right way, and to not make it sort of like entry prohibitive. You know, just, I really am passionate about people gathering safely. And if anyone wants to know how to do that, they can contact me on social media or email.
Hey, this is Amanda Light, co-founder and director of growth at Nimbler.ai, an AI scheduling and communication platform based in Santa Monica. Yeah, we have, again, most of it's still virtual, and we're just now starting the fundraising. So we've got a good network here. We participated in Stanford's StartX Accelerator, and they have a pretty good community here. We're also part of Endeavor, and they have a decent sized community here as well. So we're fundraising everywhere, but ideally you really do want some VCs that are LA based because this is where we see ourselves long term.
And tell us more about StartX and Endeavor. Like, what are those programs and what does community in Los Angeles look like in relation to programs running outside of Los Angeles?
It's essentially just people that I suppose have relocated down here. They're also based down here. So StartX is like a, it's a 3-month program where you are actually at Stanford up in Palo Alto, and you know, it's an accelerator. So they're just helping you kind of perfect your go-to-market strategy and things like that. And then Endeavor, my co-founders are the ones that are a part of the Endeavor network. Hopefully I will be one day as well, but that helps too, just for the connections. And that's more of like a business community. So they're really good with intros, and it's nice to have a lot of leads and folks that are especially focused on healthcare, but I need to pull my weight for the LA piece as well, because I'm from here.
And why Santa Monica? I mean, there's so many little hubs happening in Los Angeles. Why Santa Monica?
It seems the most collaborative to us. Santa Monica, and we've worked in Playa Vista. We've worked in a couple other areas. It's just the vibe that I get. I feel like it is pretty central, especially if you're going to be on the west side of LA, if that's what you're choosing. It's kind of the biggest hub on the west side, and it's central to meet people and things like that. So we love Santa Monica, and there's a lot happening. It's just a fun place to be too.
Who is an LA tech company or person you've come across lately that's really impressed you? Somebody based in LA or a company based in LA?
I love Headspace. Headspace is based in LA, and I just love their philosophy. A good friend of mine works there, and they're always doing these great partnerships. And I just think now more than ever, the push for mental health, and I'm just a big fan of the app, and I'm a big fan of the company. And I know that they're based in LA, so I'd love to get inside that HQ for lunch one day.
Totally. I'm a Headspace customer. Can you share with everybody a little bit about what Headspace is?
Yeah, so it's a mental health. It's like a mental health meditation app, basically. So it's just quick ones. You put your earphones in and it can guide you through voice or quiet. And it just helps you. It's just an app that you have that helps you disconnect. And my personality is very go, go, go. I'm very type A. So meditation does not inherently go hand in hand with me, but it has helped me just when you need to refocus and there's a lot of moving parts, there's a lot going on, just to take that time out of your day and maybe get out of the four walls that you, if you're still working, the four walls that you're sleeping in, you're also working in. We need to get outside and we just need to refresh. And so, yeah, I really recommend the app if you haven't downloaded it yet.
This is Lex Euler, founder and CEO of PT. We help improve the patient experience of healthcare payments. I am based in Los Feliz.
I mean, I used to have a piece of advice that I would answer this question with that was like longstanding from like my first like real tech job on. But I feel like now that I work in healthcare, it's a little bit different. So now what I say, like the best piece of advice, it actually came from my co-founder when we were fundraising this last time. And I was like, I don't know. None of this feels right. These aren't the people I wanted. Like it just feels off. And I was like, but if we don't close this round, even though we have the money, like we have it committed, we could. It's going to signal poorly and all of this stuff. And I'm in my head. I was so stressed. And he every day would go, Lex, there's no rules. We can do whatever you want to do. And to this day, like that, like gets me through most days. I'm like, there's no rules. Like it's startup land. Like we're all just making up new rules every day. It doesn't matter. And so I think that has been like the best piece of career advice. But the one that I said before that is, I was really stressed about this Microsoft project not launching on time, and I was losing it. I was like 21 years old, living in Seattle. I'd worked my ass off on this project with this team, and a bug happened the day of launch, and I was losing my mind. And my boss, the account manager, actually came to me and he said, Lex, it is a website. Nobody's gonna die. And honestly, like I needed to hear that day. And now I'm kind of like, okay, well, if our shit does go wrong, like things, there's a chain of command where something really bad could happen, like in this hypothetical world. But I think early in my career, I really needed that advice so that I was like not spiraling out of control every time something went sideways. And so I spent like 9 years every time being like, I mean, no one's going to die. Like literally no one's going to die. My sister used to be a surgical tech in the emergency labor and delivery department. She used to stitch women up after having like preemie babies.
Oh, wow.
And she was like cool, calm and collected and like super chill every time we talked on the phone about her job. And I was just like, bro, what? How are you? What are you? And meanwhile, I'm over here and I'm like, and my Excel crashed and like, I didn't get this report done. And I like, and they said they didn't, I couldn't go to the meeting because I didn't have a bra on and I don't know what's going on. And she was just like, yeah, I think the baby lived. Honestly, I didn't go back and check afterwards. Like, I just assumed, like, that's not my job. I just take care of the mom. And I was like, okay, like, we need to bring ourselves to that. So now most of the time I don't like overly freak out about things. I'm just like, it's a website. We're going to be fine.
Join thousands of people in LA Tech on our We Are LA Tech Facebook group, where you can discover events, job opportunities, and even housing. Go to wearelatech.com/community. We'll take you straight there. That's wearelatech.com/community.
The best business resource I have is my mentor's private Facebook group. I've never found a community that cares more about one another's success. It inspired me to create the same thing for podcasters. If you're a tech company or startup looking to grow your podcast audience, I created GetPodcastListeners.com, a private group specifically to discover how other podcasters have grown their audiences so we could do the same. Check out GetPodcastListeners.com. That's GetPodcastListeners.com.
The We Are LA Tech podcast is hosted and produced by me, Esprit Devora.
With help from Janice Geronimo.
Edited by Corey Jennings.
Production and voiceover by Adam Carroll.
Music from Jay Huffman Live and Epidemic Sound. The We Are LA Tech podcast is a wearetech.fm production.